This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The mainstream media nearly always think alike. And the best example of that came 2 weeks ago when Glenn Greenwald resigned from The Intercept. Now, I'm sure you probably haven't heard about this news outlet, so let me explain why this provides such a good example of media groupthink. Glenn Greenwald was one of the founders of The Intercept. He created it because he wanted to have a news outlet that was insulated from partisan pressures and corporate influence. He is probably best known for his criticism of the surveillance state established by President George W. Bush after 9/11. He was convinced that corporate power kept him and others from reporting important stories. That is why he created The Intercept, so that he would be free from corporate pressure. So why did he resign from the news outlet that he actually created? His fellow editors would not let him publish a column about the documented evidence of corruption with the Biden family. In essence, they were following suit with all the news media and social media that ignored the story or even blocked the dissemination of the story. Columnist Jack Crow concluded that The Intercept editors succumbed to groupthink and quickly fell into lockstep on the Biden corruption story because their bias and partisanship comes from what pervades so much of the media class: cultural affinity. What keeps these elitist journalists in line is rarely corporate influence. They all have the same worldview and the same perspective on politics. They concluded that the original story of Hunter Biden and the Biden family published in the New York Post had to be ignored because it might hurt the Biden campaign. That is why social media censored it. That is why the news media ignored it or labeled it as Russian disinformation. Sadly, even the editors of The Intercept gave in to groupthink. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.